From Washington, this is VOA News. Search teams locate wreckage of an Egyptair jet that crashed into the Mediterranean with 66 people on board as it approached Cairo on a flight from Paris. Egyptair said the wreckage was found near the Greek island of Karpathos on Thursday. The Airbus plane had disappeared from radar hours earlier. The Egyptian government said terrorism is the most likely cause of the crash. Journalist Edward Uranian in Cairo gave this update on how relatives of the passengers were receiving the news.
Some of them were interviewed by Egyptian journalists on their way to the terminal building where Egyptair and hospital officials were due to meet them. Several of the older women were crying, and one of the men was very angry and snapped at the journalists. Clearly, those are only the Egyptian passengers, so I can't tell you what's been going on in France on the French side. But general consternation, fairly somber mood in Egypt in general over the crash.
French President François Hollande said his government was working with Egyptian authorities on the investigation into the incident. China is demanding that the United States immediately stop surveillance flights close to the Chinese coast. The Chinese government made the demand Thursday after the Pentagon said one of its military planes had an unsafe encounter with two Chinese fighter jets. U.S. officials said the incident happened on Tuesday as the U.S. plane was on a routine patrol in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said the two Chinese fighters tracked the U.S. plane and kept a safe distance without taking any dangerous actions. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. You're listening to VOA News. The first of the Chibok girls to be rescued from Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militants has appeared before journalists in the Nigerian capital. VOA's Chris Stein was in Abuja for Thursday's event and has this report.
Amina Ali arrived with her mother, her crying infant, and a nurse at the Aso Rock Presidential Villa Thursday afternoon. She was greeted by governors, cabinet ministers, Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, and dozens of camera-wielding journalists. Ali said nothing during the news conference that followed, sitting slumped in a chair while a nurse held her baby. Buhari vowed the government will take care of Ali.
We ensure that she gets the best medical, psychological, emotional, and whatever other care she requires to make a full recovery and be integrated fully into the society.
Boko Haram militants abducted Ali and the other schoolgirls from the northeastern town of Chibok a little more than 2 years ago. Activists have been calling for Nigeria's government to rescue the schoolgirls ever since. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
The United Nations has recognized the outstanding bravery of a peacekeeper who was killed while protecting hundreds of civilians during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. The long-overdue honor was awarded Thursday to the widow and two children of Senegalese Captain Mbaye Diagne. In 1994, Captain Diagne was a young army officer deployed with the UN Assistance Mission for Rwanda. As Hutus were massacring at least 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus in a 100-day killing spree, Diagne risked his life to save hundreds, possibly up to 1,000, children, women, and men. Afghan authorities say two roadside bomb attacks in the country have killed 11 civilians and a top army commander. In one of Thursday's attacks, officials say the civilians were killed when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device in the northern province of Baghlan. Earlier, officials said Afghan General Abdul Basir Shirwand was killed in a roadside bomb blast in the southern province of Kandahar. U.S. Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton has labeled presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump as divisive and dangerous. She made some of her most scathing criticisms of Trump so far in an interview with U.S. TV network CNN on Thursday. Clinton pointed to Trump's criticisms of British politicians, his willingness to speak with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, his call for the U.S. to back away from the NATO military alliance, and his assertion that more countries should have nuclear weapons. She described those positions as very troubling. There was no immediate response from Trump to Clinton's verbal attacks. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.